Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Tuf Resh Lamed Aleph, and we are up to Sif Yud. We started doing it, but we'll do it again. We didn't really get into the Mishnah Berurah on it. Okay, so basically, as a intro, once again, we saw yesterday already in this that the Sif is basically discussing a case of a sukkah that consists of like slanted walls made of material that in and of itself is good for schach. They meet at the top, okay, without any additional covering. So that basically, it's like a wall roof, but it's neither a wall nor a roof because it's a wall roof. So now, even though there's no issue with a slanted wall, once again, a sukkah requires two parts. It needs to be the horizontal schach and the vertical, which is the wall. Now, what do you see from this? That the critical factor is the vertical and the horizontal. And with this, we can start once again. So he says, Yud, sukkah she'en lav gag. You don't try your rosh, you have the funnest vukos zu b'zu. You have a situation where sukkah doesn't have a gag. And you have the funnest that are attached to each other like a srif, k'min srif, like a hut, like a teepee. It's not like a tent like this. Like a teepee. It's like a comb. It basically goes to a point on top. Or, okay, shesamach rosh hadofen shel sukkah lakotel. Or he basically leaned a wall up, a wall of schach up against a vertical wall, like a slanted wall of schach up against a vertical wall. He did one of those two things. It's going to be psula. It's going to be puzzle. Ve'im hayal gag afilu tefach. If it's a gag, if there is a gag, even a tefach. Or you lifted the wall that's next to the kotel, okay, from the karka, a tefach, harezu kshera. It's going to be kshera. Meaning, what you could do, just to save it, is let's say you would go ahead and at the top, just have what, according to the Shulchan Aruch? Just have a tefach between all the sides of the walls, vertical. And it could be of just airspace. That's the chap of the Shulchan Aruch. It could be of just airspace. Because when it's going up, right? Let's say we went up to a regular point. So then there's no gag. But let's say you now, instead of it going up to the point, it was, let's say, cut. And there's a tefach of airspace on top. So guess what? What is a tefach in halacha? What happens to a tefach in halacha if it's airspace? It's lovin. So you now have a lovin of what? A lovin of a roof. Ah, you'll say, but there's no roof. What do you mean? It's lovin of schach material, and the lovin is horizontal. So guess what? You have halachic horizontal schach, even though there's mamash no what, even though there's mamash no horizontal schach. Same thing if you lift the diagonal schach wall from the ground a tefach. Guess what? You now have. You now have a vertical wall made out of what? Again, it doesn't have to be schach material, but you now have a vertical wall of a tefach. And you'll say, ah, but a wall has to be more than a tefach, or a roof has to be, you know, zayin al zayin as well. So it's not true. You need to have zayin al zayin of a body inside your sukkah. But as long as you have, okay, a what? A wall of ten. No, the issue isn't so much that the wall and the schach can't work together. The issue is that you need to have, this is the lumpness of it without getting into too much of a hesber, you need to have a vertical and a horizontal aspect to it. But you can still have the wall and the schach serving and helping each other to fulfill that minimum shear. So that's basically the Shulchan Aruch. Let's look at it inside. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Melchav Zayin, Kimin Srif, Perish, Asud Kikaveras. It's like a hive, a beehive, but it's basically a cone type of tent or a cone type of srif, hut. Shemeshapeya v'holeth shegago v'kirosav echad. So it's like it slopes and it gets narrower as it gets higher. So that it's what? So that its walls and roof are basically one. Then he says, Sifkat Nuchavches, it's psula. Afilu imasa defonos hamishupayim mishach kosher. This is true, even if one made the slanted walls out of totally kosher schach, as we said. Because here, once you don't have a vertical or a horizontal aspect, there's not going to be a din of walls or roof. What gives it the character of both walls and schach and roof? The fact that you have the horizontal and vertical aspects to it, and that you don't have. Sif katan chaf test. Hayalagag afilu tefach. So here he spells it out. Bein b'sha'asa kimit srif lo ya b'shupa ad chuda mamish. This is true, whether, right, in the case where he made it like a hut, and it was not slanted until its peak. Okay? Lo ya b'shupa ad chuda mamish, elo sha'asa pasuach tefach. But what did he do? Rather, he made it with a space between the tops of its walls, a tefach across, as we explained. Or in the case where he leaned the top of the sukkah wall against the what? Against a stama wall. He didn't put it mamash up against the wall. He moved it away from the wall a distance of a tefach. So in both those cases, you have a lavud of a horizontal airspace that when you do lavud, you now have it filled in with kosher schach. So you guess what? It's going to be kosher. It's not there. Halachic magic. We view that airspace as sealed, but not only sealed with schach. Right? Sealing is not going to be good. Like, it's just the fact that it's sealed. If it's sealed with cement, that's not going to be good. Halachic sealant, S-E-A-L-A-N-T, is not good. You need halachic schach. And that you got because what's Lovett doing? Lovett is taking the wool, which is made of schach material, and basically making it into a halachic schach dika sealing. And how does it work? The cold pocket has been shloshet vachem, ki Lovett dummy. Anytime it's less than 3 tefachim, it's going to be kelavud. Barei yesh la gag. And here you have a gag. So here's the situation. Is that a good kasha? When can you have airspace, okay? Or when can you have a situation where there is no schach, but there's less airspace, and it will still be kasher than if there was more airspace? Because if it had 4 tefachim of airspace, then you wouldn't have lavud, and you wouldn't have anything. But of course you have less than 3 tefachim, you have a tefach, it makes it into love of schach. Ayin lagan Avram. Tafil lemala ein rochav tefach. Rak to the pachas v'shod esamach legaga yesh rochav tefach. Shari, this is a cool part. Lagan Avram says, even if at the end of the day, you didn't slice it with airspace. Right? Even if at the top, there's not a width of a tefach at the top. Even if you don't have that. But within 3 tefachim of the top, okay, there is a width of a tefach. Listen to this. The width of rat, you know, in other words, a tefach width of space, then it's going to be permitted. In other words, what he's saying is like this. Let's say it goes to the what? Let's say it goes to the tippy top. It goes to the tippy top, and then right before it hits the tippy top, within 3 tefachim, there is a space between all the areas of the walls, a tefach. That's also good. Why? Because true, it keeps going up, but the Magen Avraham says, the love could happen below. So as long as you can create somewhere going up a lovehood, even though there is no, in reality, airspace on top, but there's airspace below, that's a tefach wide. That will also be good. Whether you're dealing with a kamin srif, whether you're going with the horizontal wall, that's what the Magen Avraham holds. Okay? He proves it from different, you know, places, but that's what the Magen Avraham says. Because you might have said, you know, maybe you can't do a lavud if the wall, if the this horizontal wall or this, you know, kamin srif is still going up. Maybe you only do lavud at the point where this mamish, the schach or wall ends, and then you're going to use the lavud. Here it's going to keep going, but you're using the lavud below because you want to seal below a tefach. That will work. Okay, you probably have a smooth pick in the back there to show you. You know, I don't know how they show you lavud within the pick, but I'm sure they have a nice pick there. Okay, then he says sifkat and lavud oshig bia. Hainu bizakifa. Or if he lifts up the bottom, let's say, of this diagonal wall, let's say, bafiluhu avir. And even if it's lifted up, it is avir below, once again. It's where you might have lifted up the wall by its corners, let's say, on stones. So that now the schach diagonal wall is basically not reaching the ground. And it's stopping on these racks, which are a tefach tall. And now you have a tefach of airspace from the end of the wall to the ground. So once again now, halachically, you'll create a lavud diagonal. It's like lavud is like mun. It does whatever you want to do. You want it to be vertical, it'll be vertical. You want it to be horizontal, it'll be horizontal. It's like it morphs into what you need it to be halachically. Very cool concept. Love it. Okay, Mr. Shem, one day you'll learn something about Iyun, and we'll have a good time. The truth is, we might actually get to some of it this year when we do Shabbos, some of this love it stuff. Let's go, Viter. V'yahu kefach, and that's what he says. The chol tovah tefachim ki love it damya v'nechshav kisasim. It becomes sealed as a vertical wall. V'hu tefach, v'hu tefach hashvini lekiksol shel sukkah, and then that can be viewed as having a wall of a sukkah. Again, once again, where's the 10 tefachim? No, because the 10 tefachim you're going to get from the fact that there's a vertical wall shach there. You need the vertical tefach to basically give that quality to the slanted wall going, and serving both as the wall and the shach. And he says, v'shipua, and the shipua shelo chashiv lagab, and the shipua will be considered a what? A roof, and it'll be a bit kosher shach. U'mikol makom ba'ina she'ad b'gava asara tefachim glamet. But still, you're going to need to have 10 tefachim of what? Of 7x7 airspace within, right? Otherwise, you're going to have, remember, diras rucha. You need to have within there a 10 tefachim airspace, 7x7. We're just talking now about the nature of this tzrif, or diagonal wall. Haga. Now comes the Rambam. Yesh omrim, no. She'at tefach lo tiyeh avir. There's a big chakir in love. Says, the tefach cannot be made out of what? Cannot be made out of airspace. Rak min ha-dofen o ha-shach. Because you have to at least have a tefach of either diagonal or horizontal place there. You can't leave it at a tefach of airspace. Because lavud is a sealant. But you can't give lavud a sealant of what? A sealant of, it can't basically create a whole entity of shach. It can seal whatever it is, but if it's all it is this diagonal, which doesn't have the quality of horizontal, which is necessary for schach, the lavud can't go ahead and supply that. Okay, so therefore, rak min ha-dofen o ha-schach, you need to have that tefach. So you're basically going to have to fill it in a tefach. Let's say on the diagonal going down, you need a tefach of vertical, or you're going to need a tefach of horizontal on the top. To basically supply the God. And now he said what we just said before, outside, and you need within that tent or under that diagonal up against the wall, you need to have 7x7, area of 10 tfachim height. Okay, that you need that area. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Lamed Aleph, V'yesh Omrim Sha Tefach Lo Tiyeh Avir. There are those that say that the Tefach can't be airspace. The Afal got the Yesh Omer Lovud, because even though you're going to say Lovud, ain't shame Gag al Makom Shu Avir. You can't give a status of a Gag. If there's no Gag there, the Lovud can't give it the status of a Gag. You need to have the Gag. Chayn Lamata al Yidei Avir. Okay, so to bottom through airspace. Lo Chashuv Mechitza Begab. There's no Mechitza. Lovud can only expand the character of what it is. And you need to have a Gag and a Dofen. And Lovud can't do that according to the Rama. What's the new Kudas HaMachlekes? Inshir. He thought I was gonna cave and do some Ian during Yomi, and he's gonna call me out on it. But I kept to the Yomi rules, and I have enough of your Ian during Ian share. I don't need to hear your Ian during Yomi. Let's move right there. But you realize it's all predicated on Ian. That's what it's all about. It's just that we just don't do it during Yomi. All right. Let's move right there. I'm maybe showing my true colors that I'm not the Etzav a Yoimi guy. I just have a bit of a Yoimi guy, but I'm the Etzav an Ian guy. Anyway, I don't know if that, you need this to show me, to show the true colors. I think it's already been established. Let's go back there. Lamed Beis, Min ha-doifen o ha-schach, go to Lomar, that is, Min ha-doifen, of the wall material. Kishe oise samach la-aretz, ya tefach bebinyin velo al-yedei avir. That means that if he makes the tefach space adjacent to the ground, it has to be of solid material, not empty space. And so too, on top, when he makes the roof, it has to be made with schach and not with empty space. By the way, the wall doesn't have to be made with schach. The wall you can fill in with any type of material as long as it's vertical, because the schach doesn't have any requirements of kashrus, except maybe it can't blow back and forth, right? But in terms of its materials, you're home free. So that's the cool thing of Lavud. It's not that you need Lavud as the materials. You need Lavud to give it the, you know, the shame of chitza, and that it can't do according to this, and that it can't do according to this opinion. Let's now go to Lamed Gimel. We go to Asara Tfachim. So you have to have within it a height of Asara Tfachim. Okay? It's Zion al Zion. Lafuke, what's this coming to exclude? Imu Shiva al Shiva lamata me Asara Tfachim. This is excluding, what happens if it's 7 by 7 Tfachim wide below 10 Tfachim? But what? Ukeshamagia Shipua la Gova Asara. But the point at which it becomes the slanted wall, okay, reaches the height of 10 Tfachim. It's not going to be 7 by 7 at the point when it's 10 tfachim high. Puzzle. That's going to be a diras rucha. Umodin asar tfachim shel agova v'yosher v'lo v'alchason. And now he's saying another thing. He's saying you don't measure the height by the angle. You measure the height by mamish, the height vertically. So even though, let's say, the wall is going this way, you don't say, oh, you have 10 tfachim because the wall is 10 tfachim. That's not going to do it for you. You need 10 tfachim of vertical airspace within this big, right? Within this big hut. Like the hut's going to have to be much, much bigger. It's sort of like the Gemara when you saw where you had to fit within the circle, the square. So you have to fit, like the toughest, you have to be a digitized to that Gemara. Okay? Tobi was all over that Gemara, he's a digitized. Okay, so to here, you have to fit within this whole area of the inside the tzrif. You have to fit a 7 by 7, 10 tefach of airspace. Okay, let's move weiter in Shas. Okay, in the Ramah, and then he says, "Gam tzarich sheyeh yehu hadafonos la'achashem gvoyim asara asuyos midvar shemesachechin b'hem." He says also the sukkah has to be at least 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. For a height of what? Oh, you mean that already? Okay. It has to be what? It has to be, okay, that above 10 tefachim, the wall of the sukkah has to be made from something that is what? That is kosher as schach. Because they have to be schach. And then he goes on. Right? The ha'im schach. Because they're schach. The im called the funnels be davar shem esachim. And if all the walls are made out of something that's schach, then guess what you can do? Mutil ishon afilu tachach the funnels. You can even sleep under the wall. As I said to you, it has a din of a wall roof. It's a wall roof. And once it's a wall roof, it can serve as schach. So if you sleep under, you're not sleeping under the wall. Even though it's also serving the ten tefachim height of the wall, it's also roof. It's also schach. So you can sleep under it. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Last one. Lama dalad da'im aschach. Mistaber dekoi dabar zeh al shnei anyanim anom leal. It's established that this is going on the two things that we said before, two cases before. The Hainu, Peinim Asal Lamata Bedofen Tefach, whether on the bottom you made a vertical Tefach, oh, Shehir Chik Rosh Adofen Lamalam and Akotel Vasa Agat Tefach, or you distance the top of this diagonal wall from the wall, a Tefach, and you made a what? And you made a Gag of a Tefach. All of this, we say, from the 10 Tefachim and above, the whole Shipua, the whole, right? Slant is considered schach, and therefore you can sleep under it. This is a separate halacha here. Anytime there's a plukta derav sub sukkah, anytime is very important. Anytime there's a machlokas derabbanon when it comes to sukkah, imu b'doraisa, sorry. Anytime there's a machlokas you find in the chachamim in chazal regarding sukkah, so then it depends. Imu b'doraisa, if they're arguing in a doraisa, then on zil chumra, then you go to chumra. And if that means you go to chumra, you have to sin the sukkah, but guess what? You can't make a bracha. He said, there's no other sukkah, you have to sit in it and eat in it, ochasham, but believe bracha. Because, right, you have to eat in it, but it's a subject, and you can't make the bracha because the subject bracha is lakam. V'ibi the rabbanim, if it's the rabbanim, guess what? V'yesh lo sukkah achrisa roi lahachmir le'asham. If you have another sukkah, it's a good thing to be machmir, and what? And go there. However, v'ein lo sukkah achrisa, since it's the rabbanim, yoytse yeba yideich lovaso, with the rabbanim. And guess what? Uvruchi nami mevarech. And you can make a bracha. However, this needs a little more Ian because it comes out a funny thing. If you have a suffix d'iraisa, so you sit in it, you can't make a bracha. You have a suffix d'rabbanan, you could sit in it and make a bracha. Sounds counterintuitive, but if you come to Ian Shir, you'll understand it. But this is an Ian Shir. This is Yomi. You could be a Yomi guy.